Story number 17, The Devil's Coffee Grinder. I dedicate this story to Nana from the food club. She was our neighbor for many years, and she always asked me to tell this story of why the water in the ocean is salty.
Once there were two brothers who lived close to each other. As time passed, one brother had become rich, and the other brother had not such good fortune. The rich brother built his house on top of, and the poor brother built his cottage at the foot of, the same hill. It was one Christmas evening when the poor brother in his cottage was looking at the food spread upon the table. He thought to himself, "This is the biggest celebration of the year, but this is not a Christmas dinner." His wife had done everything she could to make it look Christmassy, but two eggs and some dry bread simply wouldn't pass for a Christmas dinner, however many candles and twigs from fir trees you placed around them. Where was the duck, the brown sugar potatoes, the red cabbage, the thick brown sauce, the red wine? It wasn't in the poor brother's house. They both knew that at this same moment his rich brother would be making the final preparations for a Christmas dinner with all the traditional dishes, and a little bit more on top of that. And with this thought, the poor brother told his wife to wait for him and left the house. He walked up the hill to the rich brother's farm, where he could smell the roast duck and roast pork with the crispy fat around it, the hot sugar potatoes and the red cabbage. In the kitchen, there were pots everywhere. The ovens were filled with delicious food, and the poor brother just stood there, his mouth watering, looking at it all. The rich brother came in a hurry. The poor brother said, "Glæli jul." The rich brother was a little bit unsure what was going on and looked at his brother suspiciously. The little brother surely hadn't gone all the way up the hill just to say, "Glæli jul." "Glæli jul to you as well, dear brother," said the rich brother. "And no, I've nothing to spare." "My wife said that you would say no," said the poor brother. "Even if I told you, we only have two chicken eggs for our Christmas dinner. But I didn't agree with my wife. I said that you will give your brother something of a good heart on this Christmas Eve."
"What kind of nonsense is that?" said the rich brother. "I don't have to give you anything. But I suppose if I refuse to give you food on this sacred evening, your wife will tell the story to all her friends. Here." The rich brother threw a pork rib, in Danish, flæskesteg, to the poor brother and said, "Take this and go to hell."
Poor brother thanked his richer brother and left the farm. Outside, he thought that the best way to look for hell on this Christmas evening was down in the churchyard. So he went there and looked around. In the churchyard, he saw a tall man in a black coat digging a grave. It was like his eyes were glowing in the night, and he appeared to float above the ground. "Excuse me," said the poor brother, "do you know where I can find hell?" The man didn't speak. He just stopped digging for a while and pointed down into the grave. So the poor brother jumped into that deep grave. The poor brother fell down, down, down through the air of the deepest hole and landed softly in the middle of hell. He saw a big group of devils come running towards him, literally screaming their heads off. They placed their heads back on their shoulders and reached out towards the poor brother, and especially what he was holding in his hands.
"Give it us! Give it us!"
they screamed and shouted, as they were stamping on the ground. Like all devils, they loved the taste of pork. Pigs all over the world are eager to go down to hell and meet their friends, the devils. Just take a look at a pig. They have their big, round noses deep in the ground while they are saying, "Meaning, Devil friend, here I come. Poor brother held on to his pork rib, and suddenly the master devil stepped forward and made all the other devils step back.
What is this?
Said the devil.
It is pork, sir,
said one of the smaller devils. I can see that, said the master devil. And you want some pork, do you? All the small devils jumped up and down, screaming. And you wanted to steal it from this fine young man, said the master devil. The smaller devils all nodded wildly.
We can ask him nicely, said the master devil. Maybe he will give it to us.
I am sorry, said the poor brother, but we have no meat in our house, and this is our Christmas dinner. The smaller devils all started shouting,
Steal it! Steal it!
The master devil shouted,
Be quiet! Look, this is what is wrong with you, and why we have such a bad reputation on earth. Let us be sensible and offer this fine man something in return for the pork meat.
One of the small devils ran away and came back with a coffee grinder. When the poor brother was offered a coffee grinder, he said, What shall I do with a coffee grinder? We have no coffee, and we need some food, not coffee.
But this is not an ordinary coffee grinder, said the master devil. This is the devil's coffee grinder, so it can make everything. You whisper into the grinder and tell it to make some potatoes, and there you have your potatoes. And here is what you say to make it stop again.
And the devil whispered into the poor brother's ear what to say to stop it doing what it was doing. The poor brother handed over the pork rib, and the devils started a big fight over who was going to have which part. The poor brother went home and entered his cottage, where his wife was waiting patiently. When she saw what he had brought with him, she gasped and said, Why did your brother give you a coffee grinder? He knows that we don't have any coffee. That is just to insult you. The poor brother said, Please wait and see. And so he placed the coffee grinder on the table and asked for a roast duck. And in a moment, a roast duck appeared on the table. He asked for roast pork and the crispy crackling fat around it and some hot sugar potatoes and nice sweet sour red cabbage, some nice plates, red wine and two wine glasses. The grinder did all that he asked. And when there was enough food for Christmas, he whispered the words to make the grinder stop. While they sat down eating and drinking the wonderful, delicious meal, the poor brother's wife, full of love for her husband and gratitude to the devil, said, Let us invite our neighbours for lunch on the second day of Christmas. Now we have our coffee grinder to make everything. We can treat our neighbours to a good Danish Christmas lunch. And so the next day, the poor brother and his wife walked around the neighbourhood with invitations made by the coffee grinder, saying, Come home to our house for a lovely second day of Christmas, lots of food and drinks. Bring your instruments. When the rich brother saw what was happening, he was confused.
What are they going to serve for all these people? The rich brother thought to himself. A single pork rib?
On the second day of Christmas, he went down to the poor brother's cottage, and to his surprise, there was all the food for a good Danish julefrokost. Herring, leverpostei, cucumber in vinegar, chicken, meatballs and cheese, lots of different kinds of cheese, dambo and the blue one, and a big barrel of beer. Singing and laughter filled the room. The rich brother went over to his brother and said,
Where did you steal all this food and all that beer? 2 days ago you had nothing.
The poor brother showed him the coffee grinder and told the rich brother that he could ask it to create whatever he wanted. And so he asked the coffee grinder to make a roasted chicken and some wine. The rich brother stared at this magical machine producing a delicious chicken and some wine to go with it. The rich brother thought about what the grinder could do on his farm.
I want that grinder, he shouted. How much?
Do you want to buy our grinder? Said the poor brother.
Yes, said the rich brother.
Well, said the poor brother, 30 kroner. But I will not give it to you before autumn. I need it for me and my wife during spring and summer.
Good,
said the rich brother.
Here is 30 kroner, and you bring it up to my farm the first day we harvest the fields.
The poor brother promised that. And the rich brother left the party, and they all joined the joyful singing and dancing. The not-so-poor brother and his wife did well during spring and summer. They just asked the devil's coffee grinder what they wanted, and in the same moment it was there. When harvest time came, they lived in a bigger house, and they wished for enough gold to keep them well for the rest of their days. The first harvest day, the poor brother took the coffee grinder and went up to the farm of the rich brother. All the rich brother's staff were out harvesting the fields, so when the not-so-poor-anymore brother stood there with the coffee grinder, the rich brother said,
Well, you kept your word. Good for you. Put the coffee grinder in the kitchen and I will make lunch today.
When it was time to prepare for lunch, the rich brother told the kitchen staff that he would prepare the food, and he went into the kitchen, took the grinder, and wished for porridge and herring, something they hadn't had for a long time. And so the grinder started making porridge and herring. The rich brother filled the biggest pot with porridge and herring. Then he filled a bucket with porridge and herring. Then he filled a large bathtub with porridge and herring. And then he realized that he had not been told how to stop this grinder from doing what it was told to do. When the staff came home for lunch, they found the rich brother in the kitchen with porridge and herring all over the floor, and the rich brother desperately trying to stop the grinder, making more porridge and herring. But the grinder would not stop, and the kitchen became so full of porridge and herring that the window collapsed, and porridge and herring poured out into the courtyard. The rich brother gave up. He just sat there, looking at the river of porridge and herring in the courtyard, moving slowly down towards the not-so-poor-anymore brother's house. When the not-so-poor-anymore brother saw the river of porridge and herring flowing down towards his house, he put on his rubber boots and waded through the river to the rich brother's house to ask if there was anything he could do.
Make it stop, please, said the rich brother.
I will, said the not-so-poor-anymore brother. But then I will take the grinder with me.
Yes, said the rich brother, take it away from this farm.
The not-so-poor-anymore brother made his way into the kitchen, where the grinder was floating on the surface of the porridge and herring, busily making more porridge and herring. The not-so-poor-anymore brother said the words to make it stop, and the grinder stopped. Once back home in his house, he said to his wife, Let us make a golden house, and find a good place by the sea with a nice view. I would love that, said his wife, and they asked the grinder to make a wonderful golden house and placed it on top of a hill with a beautiful view of the ocean. There was a captain sailing by on his ship, bringing salt from the salt mines in Norway down to Denmark. He just loved that new golden house, and he admired it every time he passed by. So one day he anchored his ship and had his men row him ashore. He walked up to the golden house where their not-so-poor-anymore brother sat enjoying the view with his wife.
How come you can afford such a fantastic house? Said the captain.
It is because we have a coffee grinder that makes us everything we want, said the not-so-poor-anymore brother. The captain thought about how tired he was, sailing back and forth, Norway to Denmark, every day the same.
How much for that coffee grinder? Asked the captain.
30 kroner, said the man. And so the captain handed over the sum and took the grinder.
I'll just talk to it, and it will make me everything," said the captain. The man and his wife just nodded. So the captain went on board his ship and told his men to sail back to Denmark. They didn't have to go up to Norway. He would fill the ship with salt from the grinder. And so, in the middle of the North Sea, Vesterhale, he asked the coffee grinder to make salt, and he filled the ship. And then he realized that there was something that he had forgotten. He didn't know how to make it stop. And so when the ship was filled to the brim with salt, and the ship was about to sink, one of his men shouted to the captain, "Throw the salt grinder in the ocean!" And so he did. He threw the devil's coffee grinder overboard and saw it sink, still making salt. And that is why the ocean is salty, because the grinder is still making salt, and it will do so until somebody knows the words to make it stop.